Here's Matt Nevis.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Sunday Central here on the 13th of June. Looking forward to having your company right throughout the morning as we bring you what is no doubt a busy morning on the radio. We've got Harry White previewing all of the action from day three at Swan Hill. John Ralph from the Herald Sun will look back on what's been a busy enough weekend of footy with still a little bit to be played over the next couple of days. All of the news to come out of the current round. We'll find you winners at Eden Hope as well. Harry White's covering the double meetings this weekend, so hopefully he's got plenty of winners for us this morning. Howard Walter will preview the Sunshine Coast. Ian Humphries, Shane Montgomery for their looks at those meetings in New South Wales. Nadia Horn will preview Murray Bridge. And then Dan Hibbard and George Ferrugia will look at the Greyhound and Harness Racing meets a little bit later in the program. But we need to welcome in Harry White to the show as he prepares to look at day three of the Swan Hill Carnival. Hello, Harry.
Good morning, Matty.
Have you had a look at the first couple of days there at Swan Hill? Have you been betting on that program?
Yeah, I've been following it through just to make sure the track's holding up well and having a few bets along the way. And I'm quite keen on this card to close out the three-day carnival, actually.
How has the track played there the last couple of days?
Yeah, look, it's pretty even. I've just been following it. Swan Hill's always pretty good. It's just, you know, a bit of wear and tear after racing on it for 3 days. But I just think that there's no evident advantage anywhere and should be a good day. Hopefully, as you said, plenty of winners.
Track seems to have held up pretty well as well. They're playing on a good four at Swan Hill this afternoon. The weather's okay. It's going to be a little bit chilly there, but no rain is expected throughout the afternoon, so it should hold up for a pretty good afternoon of racing. Nine races on the program. Like I said, they're playing on a good four. The first race is at 11:40. Dean Lester will be along right throughout the afternoon to give us his thoughts before all of those races. So at around 11:30, Dean will log on for his thoughts on race number one. And that's where we start, Harry. It is a maiden over the 9.75. The favourite for Lindsay Smith here in the first is the 7 More. The 4 Delusional is at $5. And the 9 What a Sham is at $5 as well. Scratchings here in the first. You can take out numbers 11, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. How do we kick things off at Swan Hill on day three, Harry?
Hopefully with the favourite number 7 More, pulled up lame in her only run last preparation, so best to be somewhat forgiving of that. Her prior form from over in Perth I thought was solid enough, and a recent jump out leading into this prep was really good. Now, she has the early speed to overcome a tricky gate that's been negated somewhat with those scratchings beyond the speed. So 7 to win. I'm putting a line through the last run of number 4, Delusional. She lost lengths having to be steady, then was heavily impeded by another runner. Form prior to that is good for this. Amazeballs was only collared late after leading throughout last start. I'm expecting similar tactics here. And then we'll go down to number 9, What a Sham. Was disappointing as favourite on debut, but I think, you know, she can only improve on that effort, and there was market support that day. 7-4-3-9.
7-4-3-9 for Harry in race 1 at Swan Hill. The second event on the program is over 1,200 metres. It's a maiden for the 3-year-olds. Take out numbers 3, 5, 10, 13 and 15, and the favourite here in the second is the 8, So Risk at $3.20, a gelding by So You Think for Lindsay Park. The 11, Lady Cumberland is at $3.40, and the 9, Zorro's Ghost is at $6.50. So the 8 and the 11 fighting out favouritism here in the second, Harry.
Yeah, I'm hoping that there's a bit of value here, Maddie. Number 4, Gaius, I think that's how you pronounce it. It's been given time since failing to beat a runner home on debut. It was a strong maiden, though, and I think recent jump outs have been quite promising. The wide draw is a bit of a knock, but I think with even luck, he appeals at a bit of a price. The Hayes and Dabney debutante, So Risque, shown ability at the trials and jump outs, probably enough to warrant favouritism in a field of this calibre. Lady Cumberland had excuses first up, then ran well last start, gave the impression a rise and trip would suit, and then Pit Viper will settle on the speed, so that horse gets every chance. 4, 8, 11, 6.
4, 8, 11 and 6 for Harry in race number 2. Race number 3 is over the 1,600 metres. It is a maiden for 2 and 3-year-olds here, and this is the race they've all come to see, Harry. Almsgiver goes around the favourite here at the odds on quote of $1.85. Dean Yennell to ride. Matty Williams trains this hopefully superstar, Harry, which I'll have a small interest in. You can take out numbers 5, 6, 16 and 18 here in race number 3. The 14 Under the Tassels is at $5.50, and the 3 Bobsled is at $7.50. But Harry, please tell me it's all about Almsgiver here in the third.
Yeah, well, look, with the, you know, the weight of the world and all the RSN money on this horse, it's no wonder it's a favourite. You couldn't have had more on Almsgiver halfway down the straight when he kicked clear from the field last start. Terry Bailey even called him home.
Don't remind me, Harry.
You remember what happened. He was nabbed late by that Lindsay Smith runner that grew wings. Despite not winning, there was plenty of merit in that run. I know it was frustrating for connections, but I think stepping back to the mile should prove a good move for now. He'll go forward again, I'm hoping, and I think he'll prove very, very hard to get past and warrant his favouritism this time around. Spirit de Lune, I thought, could be the value runner. He's been freshened and trialled in the interim after seemingly going amiss last run. His run here two back over shorter was good, and the form through that has stacked up well. Bobsled and Lunaras look the other key hopes, but I think Almsgiver will be winning. 1, 8, 3, 12.
Love it. 1, 3, 8, and 12. Almsgiver to take out race 3 at Swan Hill. Let's hope so. Anyway, race number 4 on the program is also over the mile. It's the Drought Breaker. You can take out numbers 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And the favourite here is the 12, Dancing Duck, at $2.40. The 13, Smart Promise, is at $3.20. And the 2, Capito, is at $3.90. How do you separate them in race number 4, Harry?
Look, it's a very modest maiden. I mean, it's called the Drought Breaker for a reason, Matty. If you can, maybe have a late lunch when this is running around. I think on recent form, there's probably no more deserving winner than Dancing Duck. He's been just managed to find one better in 3 of her past 4 runs. Dropping back in trip is the query, but hopefully they show some intent to be somewhat more forward and running like last start to give her every hope. Oh, I'm still not sure I could take the short odds about her, though. Bless the Fleet, coming off a freshen, maps quite well, looks over the odds at the current quote. I think it's around double figures. Smart Promise, racing well enough to win a race like this. And Capito has had plenty of chances as of all of these, goes in as next best, 12-1, 13-2.
12-1, 13-2 for the battlers there in race number 4. The 5th event on the program is a benchmark 78. It's over the 9.75. No scratchings here in the 5th. The favourite is the 2, Rock Tycoon, at $3.60. Sharing favouritism, sorry, with the 4, Heavenly Bridges, at $3.60. The 3, Mr. Moppet, is at $4.20. And then you're looking at around $4.50. The best. The rest, this does look a pretty even race, Harry.
Yeah, look, I did this field before markets came up, and I've made Tony Nocone my best of the day. I'm actually surprised the horse has bobbed up at around $5, $5.50. Mm. The horse has to give significant weight to rivals, but looked good in a trial midway through May. His best runs have always come when first up or fresh. I think he's got the class to win this, and yeah, I'm quite keen on the horse. Simple as that. Number 1, to beat. Number 2, Rock Tycoon, the local hope. The key with him also seems to be keeping him fresh. He has his intertwining form with some handy gallopers. Mr. Moppet flies first up, has won at track and trip last prep, albeit in weaker grade. And Heavenly Bridges goes into the mix based on prior efforts. Was a little bit plain last start, though. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, and 4. So Tony Nocone, one of the best bets on the program today for Harry White at Swan Hill. You can get $4.40 the win, $2.20 the place currently there. So there's been a little bit of money this morning for Tony Nocone. Race number 6 is the first leg of the quaddie. It's over the 9.75. It's a benchmark 64. Scratchings here are numbers 7 and 13. The favourite is the 5. I knew she was mine at $4.20. Also at that quote is the 11, Kev's Girl. And the 3, Early Plea, is at $6.50. Another open race, Harry?
Yeah, this is a bit of a tricky one to kick off the quaddie. I'll go with the open favourite, I knew she was mine. I thought did enough in a stronger race first up. Generally improves with a run under her belt. She again shaves 2 kilos off, with Tatum Bull claiming 2 kilos, maps for the run of the race, parked just off the leaders. To beat the 11, Kev's Girl, maps to be said leader, will do no work for a spot, for the front spot from the inside gate. Goes around a few kilos lighter from last run, should appreciate being back on firmer footing as well. Number 2, Reward with Return, drops in grade, loves racing here at home and over this trip. And Early Plea will go forward, should have no excuses. I think best efforts would be competitive. They all have to go in the quaddie. 5, 11, 2, 3.
5, 11, 2, and 3 for Harry in race number 6. Race number 7 is the Think Big Classic. It is over the 2,400 metres. Simon Wild saddles up the favourite here in race number 7. The 5 at $2.20. The 1, Lamborghini for Paddy Payne, is at $3. The 2, Prince Ziggy, is at $3 also. And then it's $19 the rest. Scratchings here are numbers 3, 4, and 6. Who do you like in the Think Big, Harry?
Well, there was that key scratching of number four, Flick It Over, who went around yesterday. So we're sort of reverting to plan B here. I'll side with the OTI import and favourite VCC, I think it
yeah,
is.
We'll go with
she
that.
Should have. She should appreciate being back on firmer footing and getting back out to this trip. Lamborghini and Prince Ziggy realistically only look are the only other winning hopes. The market reflects that. I suppose number seven, Savar, is the best of the roughies that remain, so it can go in for fourth. I'm not really keen on this race. 5-1 and 2 ahead of 7.
5-1 and 2 ahead of 7 for Harry there in race 7. Race number 8 is the Swan Hill Cup. It's over the 1,600 metres. It'll jump at 3:50 this afternoon. Scratchings here in the Cup, numbers 1, 3, 10 and 14. Adelaide Ace for Lindsay Smith and Dean Yendall is the favourite currently at $2.80. The 11 Zakaz is at $3.70. The 5 Strategic Phil is at $4.80. And the 13 Prince of Helena is at $7.50. Then it's $10 the rest. Is Adelaide Ace the one to beat in the Cup, Harry?
Yeah, I think so. I think, look, the top three in the market are all genuine chances. I think Adelaide Ace is the deserved favourite. He's only been narrowly beaten in both runs this prep. Has one, two of three third-up runs, goes around lighter than last start, and gets a senior rider in the saddle. So I think the four is the one to beat. Number five, Strategic Phil, coming off a last start win over the trip. Zakaz gets blinkers again after two solid runs so far this prep. Outside of those three, as I said, maybe Surreal Image probably goes in his next best. He ran third behind Strategic Fuel last start, but meets that horse worse off at the weights. 4-5, 11-7.
4-5, 11-7 for Harry there in the Cup. It would be great if Zakaz could get up for Harry Coffey and he could win his first Swan Hill Cup this afternoon. So looking forward to that. That's at 3:50 this afternoon, the Cup. The last race on the program there at Swan Hill on day three is over the 1,300 metres. It's a benchmark 64. Scratchings here in the last. Takeout numbers 1, 2, 6, 11, 12, 15, 16, 17, 19 and 20. And the favourite once again for Simon Wilde is the 14, Ginny Ann at $3.70. The 4, the Stager, is at $4.40. And the 3, Force, is at $5.50. How do you bring it home at Swan Hill today, Haz?
Hopefully with another one at a bit of a price. Number 7, Shadow Goddess. Hard to catch from a punting perspective. I will concede that, but I can't help but think best efforts would be good enough, so I'm happy to entertain him at a bit of a price. Tricky gate means, well, it's been negated somewhat with all those scratchings, but he probably goes back anyway and will be finishing off. Number 4, the Stager, has been freshened since the last start winner's favourite. He maps to get across, park off the leaders. Just has to prove he can measure up in this sort of race. Ginny Ann, the favourite, won two back after a string of minor placings prior, then followed her usual trend of getting rolled as favourite. I think that horse got rolled as favourite about 6 or 7 times in a row. There's ability there, but she's hard to trust. Watch for her late. Number 9, Bezazzled, at a huge price, should be chucked into exotics and quaddies. 7-4, 14-9.
All right, so that's Harry's thoughts there in the last at Swan Hill. What's your best value, your quaddie and your play of the day there on day three, Harry?
Best will make race 5, number 1, Tony Nakoni. Value, race 2, number 4, Gaius. Quaddie, first leg 2-3-5-11, second leg 1-2-5, third leg 4-5-11, last leg 4-7-9-14. Play of the day will have a Dean Yendall double. Race 1, number 7, more into race 3, number 1, Arms Giver.
Oh, I love your work, Harry. I love how you've included Arms Giver there. We're going to give it strength this afternoon at Swan Hill. Go for a walk, grab a cup of tea. Don't go too far because you're back in a couple of minutes for Eden Hope.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Matty.
There we go. That's Harry White's thoughts on Swan Hill this afternoon. It is 17 minutes past 10. We're off to a short break here on Sunday Central. Don't go anywhere because on the other side of this, we're talking footy with the Herald Sun's John Ralph.